Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. I got something I want to talk about. I want to talk about the economy. We're living in Everest-summiting, rarefied air economic times. Did you know that? So in a recent talk that I had with you, I talked about the real price of free information. In that time that we spent together, I encouraged all of us to become more discerning and skeptical consumers of digital news and information that's literally being fire hosed at us almost by really every second of every day. We're just awash in information. So as a way of practicing that, I want you to consider this headline: Mount Everest climbers forced to retreat from summit goal. That's the headline. Mount Everest climbers forced to retreat from summit goals. So it sounds like they didn't make it, right? But here's what the copy below the headline revealed. The team actually summited late in the day, but before they could fully experience their accomplishment, darkness and weather made it prudent to set up camp on the leeward side of the mountain overnight before resummiting the next morning. So this headline was technically not wrong, but it was misleading. So here's the full disclosure. I made the entire Everest story up out of my head. The headline and all, the whole thing. However, you'll see how it will be useful when putting it up against the following real headline, putting it all that in perspective with what actually happened. This headline is a real headline from Wall Street Journal from last week. It's a perfect example of why we must apply discerning, skeptical reader discipline. Here's the headline: Confidence in U.S. economy retreats among small business CEOs. Confidence in U.S. economy retreats among small businesses. It seems that current curation in the digital age, content curation, requires headline writers to think accuracy, ethics, whatever. My job is to make you click. If you don't click, we don't eat, end quote. So you and I are required to look under the hood of this headline that is referring to the results of a Vistage survey. You know the Vistage folks. It's a result of a Vistage survey of small business owners who reported in December, last December, confidence response was 101.7, down from November's high of 106.3. So yes, it was down. Technically, it was a retreat, but as I've been reporting on small business sentiment for over 20 years, including the Vistage report and the 45-year-old gold standard, the NFIB's index for small business owners, you know about that, right? Bill Dunkelberg's index. I think he's going to be here, let's see, either tomorrow or next week with a new one. I've been doing this now for over 20 years. This indicator has traveled from well over the five-decade average of 100 to being stuck in the low 90s during the Obama era. So since December 2016, the NFIB's index has vacillated from 103 to the Everest summiting rarefied equivalent of 108 in August of 2018. And yes, like the Vistage report, the NFIB index dropped. It retreated from 104.4 in November to 104.8 in December. I'm sorry, from 104.8 down to 104.4. It did retreat a little bit, right? But put it in proper perspective, historical accuracy, a big bold headline of recent movement for small business should have said, still a lot of happy small business campers on Main Street. Instead of that headline saying, small business owners' optimism retreats, it should have said, still a lot of happy small business campers on Main Street. Because, yes, it did retreat, but not that much. The headline was correct, but it was misleading. We have to be careful about what we read. So we're going to continue to see headlines of small business sentiment that sound more like more dour than optimistic. But just remember, the reality will not be that small business owners are retreating down the mountain, but rather that they've decamped to the leeward side of the summit to take a much-earned breather and reset for a second assault tomorrow. That's what we're going to find out, folks. That until you see the headline and the copy showing that small business owners are dropping below optimistic levels, we still got an optimistic marketplace. And that's what we have right now. Here's another headline that you'll see this year. I'm predicting this headline this year. U.S. economy declines to sub 3% GDP. Now, even though this wording will be technically correct, again, we have to put it in perspective. For decades, the U.S. has referred to U.S. to annual GDP, which is gross domestic product, to GDP growth in low single-digit percentages. So anything at 2% or below is considered normal in Europe, but not here in the U.S., while GDP growth at 3% or more is a champagne milestone, and that's the level that gets presidents reelected. It must be pointed out that we began using this GDP percentage range paradigm decades ago when the U.S. economy and population was much smaller. For example, in 1999, the U.S. economy was just under $10 trillion, produced $34,000 for each of the 293 million Americans. GDP growth that year was almost unprecedented and unsustainable at 4.7%. And that raised the per capita GDP only less than $1,000 per person. Today, economists are still committed to that growth level, even though in 2019, the economy is $21 trillion, more than double, $62,000 per capita. That's a 119% increase in GDP over 1999, but with barely a 14% increase in population. Now, remember our declines headline? Even though the 2019 economy is projected to grow at only 2.4% this year, that's still $1,500 per capita increase. That's over half more in 2019 as 20 years ago. So think about that, folks. As handy as it may be, don't get your news from the headlines. You got to be a discerning consumer, because what you read in the headlines might be technically correct, but misleading. You got to watch about that. The U.S. economy is doing pretty darn good, and I want to talk about that after the break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.